lick my balls.
Is this her butt? Because her face isn't really that cute. <It's just her laughs>
Welcome to this edition of Pod Smack. I am Dan Balboni.
Joe Jones.
And this week, Shannon's not here. She's on vacation.
Always on vacation.
Always on vacation. Well, you know, when you live the rock star life like she does.
Yeah, when you're balling, I guess.
That's how it's got to be. But she should be back next week. What's your schedule like? Are you going to be around next week? Or you got to
have that rugged
oh,
maniac.
Maniac. We may have to adjust that because my wife's got friends that are going to be competing in that. So
are they doing a Saturday one?
I think she said they're doing it on Saturday.
Oh, all right.
If that's the case, she wants to go down there and support them. So maybe I'll be going down there too. I don't know.
Yeah, I run at 11.
You run at 11?
Yeah.
Well, that might be too early. How long does it take to get there?
This is right in Southwick, right by the motocrosser. It's faster than, it's shorter than going to, you pass it on our way to the country club.
Why do I think it was in Connecticut?
Nah, it's in Southwick.
Yeah, maybe I'll just go play golf instead. So I guess I was going to ask you what's new, but I guess you're going to be running the rugged maniac next week. No, because we got to get this, get that drawing done for.
Yeah, technically people still have until October 5th to donate for that Special Olympics.
All right, so
I actually got a donor.
You got another donor?
Yeah.
So let me pull up our handy dandy schedule here. And by handy dandy schedule, I mean my stupid phone, because we don't actually have a an actual plan when we do this stuff. Let's see, what do we got? So you said the 5th, that's a Sunday.
That's a Sunday, yeah.
So you want to do it, are you going to be around on the 11th? That would be this following Saturday?
Yeah, I just have a race that night.
All right, so let's just say we'll do the drawing. And this is for the people who were that qualified previously and for everyone who donated. We'll do the movie ticket drawing on October 11th. So you have until the 5th to donate. Joe's trying to scrape up some more donations. It's for a good cause.
Yeah, Special Olympics.
So there we go with that. All right. Got a little bit of ranting to do, Joe, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. My wife had a quote-unquote doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Where she had previously had some testing done, so she's going there to get her test results. And they charged her a copay to get test results.
So she already paid
for the tests.
And then she had to pay again?
And then she went and she paid for a copay for the tests. Apparently, I think how they're trying to rationalize it when she went in, they took her blood pressure and then they weighed her. And I guess that counts as diagnostics. For no reason, because there's nothing to discuss, because you get your test results. And I'm just wondering, I mean, does that seem messed up to you?
That is messed up.
I told her my response would be when they said copay, I'd be like, lick my balls. Because I've had a show for test results, they never charged me before.
Yeah, they never charged
so
me.
So I don't know, but
maybe they'll give her a credit for like the next time she goes.
Yeah, I would normally call that doctor out, but I can't pronounce her name. So we had a little thing over here last night for my stepdad.
Yep.
Pete showed up, our friend. He had made a comment that he's cut back his drinking to one day a week and he's saving $400 a week.
Wow.
And I just looked at him. I almost choked on my pizza at that point because I'm trying to figure out how do you go through $400 a week drinking.
Wow.
I mean, we will preface this saying by he is Irish. Yeah. But I mean, at least I guess it's good he's realized there's something going on there. And, of course, he's probably just over-exaggerating. But, all right, enough of that nonsense. We got their date set. You want to talk about your rugged maniac at all?
I was just like one of those Tough Mudders type events. It's a 5K obstacle course. You know, I think rugged maniac has like 25 obstacles. You know, walls, fire you have to jump over, a lot of water, mud with the razor wire above you that you got to crawl underneath, stuff like that. It's pretty fun.
Now, you get a lot of people that train for it specifically, or you get more people just doing it just to do it?
For this one here, it's more people that do it just to do it. There's a, I think the first two heats are like the competitive heats where you the where you can actually your time is kept and they pick a winner. The other ones are pretty much for fun. They do the first two because you'd have people like me that are just doing it just to do it in their way. So the first two heats, they're actually racing.
That would make it fun for me. Now, what do they get for winning? Do you know?
They get money and trophies.
Yeah. How much does it cost you to do this?
It all depends on when you register. I think right now, if you did it, it's like $110 plus fees. When we did the early bird, and it came out to like $52.
So you're spending $52 to run 5K?
Yep.
Through obstacles?
Yep.
Okay.
It's fun. And then you get, you know, you get a beer. It's a party at the end, so you get beer.
That's
and,
why you do it. Get a beer.
Yep.
They have food or no?
Yep. You gotta buy food.
Oh, okay.
But they have like a ton of fruit that you can get for free after the race. But
yeah.
Who wants fruit?
Now, as a serious competitor as you are tailgating before the event.
I'm definitely tailgating after. I'm not sure about before. Uh-huh. Depends on what time we get there.
Did Jonas ever tell you about the first triathlon he ran?
No.
Jonas is a guy we used to play rugby with. This is when he moved away for a while.
Yeah.
His first triathlon, he was telling me after he did the swim was first, he came out of the water and he said all the other competitors are running and they're grabbing their energy gels and whatever. He says he was there with his buddies were there with a box of Krispy Kreme. So he's grabbing a Krispy Kreme donut as he's going on.
Nice.
And yeah. Jonas was one of these fitness maniacs, though, on our team. He was, probably, I would say he would have been by far the fittest guy on the team.
Yeah, him or, what was his name, Pete Hosnowski?
Yeah, I don't know. Pete had a little pudge to him, though.
Yeah.
I should talk.
He could run for days, though.
I know. Freaking soccer player. So that's it. So anyone wants to do a Rugged Maniac, coming up, Southwick, they can pay there?
Yeah, they can pay there.
Yeah. No, I won't be doing it. Screw that crap. I may go down to Route Joan and what have you, or not.
No, it's fun. Spectators are free, you know.
I should hope they're free.
In the first year, they had to pay $10 to get in.
What do they get for $10?
To watch. Yeah, but I think the parking was free that year. So they pay people. Now you got to pay for parking. So.
I was going to say, to watch. And it's not like you can see the whole thing going on. You're just standing in one section.
No, you can actually walk around the course. But you, like when we're running through the woods way out, you can't see what's going on.
Nope.
But once we get onto the motocross portion,
that's where
it actually gets fun.
Yep.
And everybody's cheering you on and all that.
What's the obstacle that more people would go to watch, though? Is there one obstacle?
There's a big slide.
A big slide. That's the most thing.
Yeah, and then there's a long pit of water at the bottom of it. So people go flying. You fly down this thing, and then you like get like the atomic wedgie when you hit the water.
Now, can you actually get up, run back, and go up the slide again?
You could, but why would you? By that time, because it's later in the race, so you're getting tired.
All right. Yeah. No, I would just see if I did it would be a very odd, very odd what I'd be doing. Yep. I'd be like, there's this one asshole still on the course going down the slide. What's wrong with them?
Yep.
Pay good money for water parks, I'm just saying.
I know.
So, all right. I tell you about some of the other podcasts I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And I there's the one in Tennessee, those guys, the Hot Coffee Podcast. I've been trying to help them out with some Massachusetts-type slang.
Right.
I've been sending it down to them, and I gave them the packy because, you know, I said, if you ever come up here, you got to know what a packy is, or else you're going to be out of luck. But I threw one out there, and based on their reaction, I just said, I got to stop now after this one. I gave them the word quitters.
Quitters?
They've never heard of quitters. Now, Joe, you know what quitters are. Would you like to explain to anyone who's listening that never heard what quitters
are? Quitters? Like quitting?
No. You don't know what quitters are?
I don't know what quitters are.
Oh, my God. How'd you go to Kylie and not hear quitters?
Explain it to me.
All right. Here, quitters are this. It's very simple. You know how you got your athletic socks? They go up to your calf or
whatever? Yeah. Over the calf ones? Those ones?
Yeah, when they get stretched out on the top and they fall down.
Oh, that's what you call it?
Those are quitters. You've never heard that?
I've never heard that.
Oh, my goodness. I guess maybe that was only in our group of people because I thought everyone heard of Quitters.
Nope. Never heard
of them. They got a kick out. They really liked that one. I was like, well, I can't really top Quitters.
Yeah. What else did you send them? What other type of stuff?
Well, it's right next on my list. Look at that house. They do this thing, and this ties into a couple things I did this week. They do what they call their hashtag challenge, where they'll throw things out, and, you know, it might be, you know, well, this one that they did was someone had asked them was the last thing new that they did, and they hadn't done anything new. So they said, well, you know, we're going to do something new this week. So he goes, if anyone does something new, you know, send us a tweet and, you know, hashtag would be new shit. So, yeah. And they've done other ones. Old woman, they did a hashtag old woman where if you use words or you hear words that sound like something an old woman would use, just send it to them. So it's stuff like that. You know, they get a little participation. So I had attempted to do some new shit this week.
All right.
And I was going to tell you about it. I tried to, my wife is always giving me crap about not going and trying different foods.
Yep.
Specifically, she loves certain types of Indian food. And I don't, so I won't go, and she'll have to go and pick it up. And she's always saying, well, you don't know, you didn't try it, whatever, whatever. So I said, what day was this, Wednesday or Tuesday, whatever day it was, I was like, okay, let's go for some Indian food.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, are you sure? I was like, yeah, I'll figure something out. I'm sure they probably have something fried that I could eat. Because it doesn't matter what culture it is, fried food is fried food.
Yeah, fried food.
So she's like, all right, so we get in the car, and we're driving up there, and she's looking at me, and she goes, I don't think you're going to like Indian food. I was like, okay, well, what do you want to do? Because I told her the whole reason why. I was like, I was going to give it a shot. I told her, worst case scenario, I said, I'll order what you like.
Yep.
And if I don't like it, you can take it for lunch tomorrow. Yep. But she put the kibosh on that. So
you didn't even get to go?
No. So now she can never give me crap about never eating Indian food. But I did try. I did have this plan, and when I got there, I wasn't going to eat it, but... the next thing I had on my mind was I said, well, the other thing that she gives me crap about that I won't eat is sushi. So I said, I will try a piece of sushi. I will try some sushi. My brother told me about a place, which we didn't go to, but he goes to a place out in Sturbridge, and they have this sushi for non-traditional sushi for non-sushi eaters.
Yep.
And it has, like, steak in it and stuff like that. Yeah. So I was thinking myself. And the place,
that's definitely not sushi.
Well, the place she wanted to go to was over in Long Meadow, and she said it's like a fusion place, whatever. I don't know, because I asked her what's...
Long Meadow?
Oh, crap.
Not Lee Brothers, is it?
No, that place was awful. Went there for Chinese, that was disgusting. Yep. No, this is over by the high school.
Oh, all right, over in the plaza over
there. Yeah. It was very interesting. We walked in, of course, they brought us the crappy booths, but they had booths with, like, leather couches.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They walked us right past them all. Yeah. Like,
they're like, you're not from Long Meadow.
I'm like, can you tell? So, all right. So, I looked at the menu, and they didn't have any non-traditional. It was all traditional stuff. I'm like, no, I can't eat any of this stuff. So, you know, we ordered, and then what was cool is they came, and they, after DM ordered. Let me check the time on that. Right. I may have mentioned my wife's name. She has told me not to mention her name, so this part will all be deleted out.
Yeah, that was the first time, too.
That was going pretty good.
Yeah, you're just saying my wife.
All right, let me make a quick note there. That's about the area. And anyways, my wife ordered a ton of, like, a bunch of sushi. I don't know. They brought, like, 2 plates. I don't know how much, when you make an order, how much they bring you, but there's 2 plates, whatever. So we're eating, and then they went and brought out, like, a complimentary thing of sushi. And I'm looking at that one, and I'm like, okay. And technically, I don't think it counts as sushi because it's got the seaweed around it, so it's more of a roll.
Yep.
I call it all the same. I think it counts, right?
Yeah, I would say that counts.
So I'm looking, I was like, well, they kind of tempura-ed it, so it's a little fried.
Yeah.
I'm looking, I just see rice. I'm like, okay. And I took a look, and they had the little bit, not a lot, but just a couple little of those, the roe on there, the fish eggs.
Yep.
So I'm like, all right, this seems to be fairly innocuous. Let me give this a try. So I pop one in my mouth. They had some sauce on there, too, or whatever. So I pop it in my mouth, and I take first 2 bites. I'm like, thinking to myself, yeah, frying makes everything better. And then the fish eggs kick in. And for being so small and not a lot of it, oh my God.
Yeah, if you don't like something.
But that wasn't even the worst part of it. Because after the fish egg went away, the seaweed taste came. And that is disgusting. And it was as bad. I remember when I was little in grammar school, they had us do like some cultural awareness thing, which was kind of, now that I think about, kind of messed up. But it was their attempt, and we were doing Japan, so they wanted us to learn how to write certain things with the characters.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, I don't know if I told you a story where they had us, we had to make kimonos out of pillowcases. Did I tell you that story?
I think in your mind.
I ended up with an old striped one. Yeah.
No, you ain't.
So in order to, quote unquote, get us familiar with the cuisine of Japan there, the teacher, and again, we got to remember, when I was in second grade, it was still, late 70s, maybe early 80s?
Oh, yeah.
So it was kind of one of those weird times, but they brought in dried seaweed, green tea, and sardines. And as a kid, you don't know, but but I'm like, now I'm thinking, what the hell does sardines have to do? Other than that, technically, it's, I guess, raw fish or whatever?
Yeah.
And water chestnuts. That's the running. I remember eating the seaweed and thinking that this is the nastiest thing I've ever had in my life.
See, I like seaweed. Oh, yeah, they have like the seaweed salad. I'll order that.
Yeah, but there's dressing on it. You're probably tasting the dressing.
And I think but if you don't like something, no matter what you do to it, you're going to taste.
Well, I think there's also different types of seaweed, too.
Yeah.
Because
seaweed... I'm not going over to Musquama getting this eating it right out.
Oh, I don't know what would happen to you if you ate that. All I know is to stay away from the red stuff.
Yeah.
Well, no, the seaweed and the seaweed salad isn't the same seaweed that you wrap the rolls in. I could tell. I could look at that and
it's
see
a different
that
texture.
Yeah. But that was so freaking nasty. So, but, you know, I kicked it off. I didn't like it. Don't have to do that again.
Yep.
Unless she says, well, you have to eat it more.
No, you don't like seafood, do you? Like shrimp or anything?
If it's deep fried, I can probably eat shrimp.
Yeah.
And
you can do like a shrimp tempura. You can probably like you can do that. And you just say no roe or whatever.
Yeah. They didn't really have that as an option because everyone they had freaking eel on top.
Yeah.
Which I tried to figure out what it was. Does the eel taste like fish or does it taste not like fish?
Don't taste like fish to me.
Then I might try that.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's just the taste. It's that fishy, seafoody, salt. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that taste.
Would you eat tuna?
I eat tuna fish all the time. Which is weird because...
they have like a spicy tuna you might be able to get...
Oh, that. You mean that tuna. See, I eat the tuna fish that's been processed.
Yeah.
Which is probably actually dolphin and not fish.
I know.
So, no, I tried once. It was a tuna. I think I bought a piece of tuna or salmon once. I tried to eat that and...
It's just a little bite-sized thing. You might be able to do it.
Yeah.
And you throw a lot of wasabi on it, dip it in the soy there.
Yeah. Do I look like someone who's going to eat wasabi?
It's spicy. Why not? You like spicy, don't you?
I like two types of hot sauce. I like Frank's. And I like sriracha.
Have you ever tried the wasabi?
I don't like horseradish, so I wouldn't want wasabi. Because all that is Japanese horseradish.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't eat that.
I like it because like once you eat it, then all of a sudden you can feel it just like going through like... Then it like hurts like in this spot in your head right there. What a rush.
Well, hey, Joe, we got some Thai peppers downstairs
I ain't messing with that stuff again.
No, but I heard that one of the tricks that American Japanese restaurants are pulling is that they're not using real wasabi. They're using horseradish in food coloring.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because the Japanese stuff is wicked expensive.
Yeah.
Right? But I guess if you're going, Japanese food is wicked expensive, too. So I tried to, have you done anything new lately?
No, I just been working lately. Yeah.
So you should try something new next week. Do something new next week.
No, let's see. What can I do? Rugged Maniac's not new. Yeah, I'll try something
new. Try something new. Zip a dog. What else? Oh, this is the last weekend, official weekend of summer, Joe.
Yep.
How was your summer? Did you have a good summer?
Oh, yeah, it was good.
Good. What was the highlight? What was the best thing you did this summer?
Best thing I did was this golf league. We had this head-to-head challenge. I kind of dominated it, you know. And then I gave the guy another chance, you know. And then I dominated him again then, too. And then I jumped out to a four-hole lead or something. I let him come back to keep it interesting. And then I crushed his spirits at the end.
I will say you dominated in the regular season challenge. The head-to-head stuff was pretty close for a while.
Yeah, it was. My favorite thing was probably when I'm going to Block Island.
His first time?
Yeah, it was my first time ever going to Block Island.
Yeah.
So that was nice. I'll definitely go there again next year.
Now, did you find a lot to do while you were there? Or is it just chilling?
Yeah, it's pretty much just chilling. We took a bike ride. We did the island. Like, just the main drag part. We didn't go, like, all little side neighborhood stuff. But we went to these big cliffs. They call them the Bluffs.
Yeah.
That was really nice. I have pictures of that on my Facebook.
Yeah.
And you got to walk down, like, I think it's like 150 stairs just to get down there. You can't drive down to it.
I was going to say, you don't have to walk down.
Well, if you want to get down there. you want to get down there safe, you have to walk down the steps.
Because walking down ain't the problem. It's walking back up back the steps up, is the problem. I'll be like, I don't really need to see you down there. I'm good.
Yeah.
I went once when I was, like, in high school, but
yep.
when you're high school age, I don't think it's probably the best place to go. It wasn't really much to do there. You been to Martha's Vineyard before?
Nope, never been there. I'd like to go there in Nantucket.
Yeah. We didn't really do much, really, this summer for us because we just moved in. So, normally we like to do our annual trip down to Newport, and we didn't get a chance to do that this year, which kind of sucked, but whatever. I guess technically, according to Farmers Almanac, summer ends after, or like something like after 10 p.m., like 10:58 p.m. tomorrow, so, or Monday.
Monday,
And we're going to Big E on Monday, so that will probably be the best, that will be my highlight of the summer, is going to the Big E.
Yeah.
And for anyone listening who doesn't know what the Big E is, would you like to explain, or?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's kind of like the big New England State Fair. I don't know how many out-of-state people actually come down for it, but basically we have, six state buildings?
Six, yeah. All in New England.
I always discount Rhode Island for some reason.
It's so small.
Yeah. I thought they would share with Connecticut, but no. they have these state buildings, and they have things from their states that are different, and then they have, and then next, that's just like a giant fair.
Where,
was it every few hours they do a parade, and then they throw beads out, and... More for people peddling their goods that you don't really need to buy.
Yep. Just like any fair.
Have you ever bought anything at the Big E?
Nothing major, just like license plate thing, like the Broncos license plate thing. I bought this one thing that's supposed to be able to grill food on the stovetop or whatever. You got to put water in it and you can grill chicken or something. It was a piece of crap.
Didn't work?
Nah. It worked there. But when you...
That's always how it is. Yeah. It's easy to use. Yep. Normally we come out usually buying certain things. My wife will go to some of the crafty art people there. Mm-hmm. She's bought some paintings and some other things.
Yep.
And I have an incident. It happened. I don't know if it was the first year we went together or the second year, but did I tell you the story about the mop salesman?
No.
Okay. So we go there, and before we went, I told my mom we were going to Big E, you know, and she's like, oh, if they have one of these weird type of, you know, mops that absorbs, soaks up water and whatever, some whatever. She goes, I got one there before. Mine's, you know, dead now. I want another one. So I'm like, all right. I said, she goes, only get it if it's like, you know, what is it, $10, $20, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So we go there, and, you know, we're doing our thing, and before we leave, my wife has to go and... We're not doing it this year, thank God, but she has to go and buy a bunch of eclairs and a bunch of cream puffs.
Yep.
And then she usually gives them out to people, which sucks because they're freaking expensive as hell there.
They are.
So I'm carrying these two freaking things of, you know, these things of cream puffs.
Yep.
So I said, all right, I got to go find that place and look for them out. So I go in, I'm walking through all the buildings. I find the guy who's selling them. I'm like, all right. I just asked him, I was like, how much are the mops? And he's like, oh, you can get two for 40 or whatever. I'm like, well, I don't want one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, thanks anyways. And I go to start walk away. And then he starts like heckling me. He's like, oh, you have money for cream puffs, but you don't have money for a mop? And I just tripped.
Yeah.
I was about ready to freaking throttle this guy. And he has no idea how close he was because he's there laughing. And then, of course, my wife gets there at the time and she's like trying to pull me away. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm cussing him out and he's laughing at me. I'm like, you have
that
no.
That makes you madder.
I was like, you have no idea how close you were. Because I'd be like, if I was by myself, I'd be like, all right, buddy, I'll wait. Go out to where the vendors are parking, and I'll be like, seeing him later.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that really works on selling stuff. If someone walks away, it is to yell at him.
And then the people that might want to buy hear this guy.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, forget this dude.
Next year we went back, I was like, yeah, I have to go look at the mops. No, his ass wasn't there. So, no, but we'll be going this year. As usual, we get our potato balls.
Yep.
What's the thing you go to get food-wise? All right, hold on.
I already got a setup.
Joe's got a plan.
It's the same routine every time. You get there, you know, I get there around 1 o'clock. I go and I walk through gate 9. As soon as you walk in, there's the fried butter and fried jelly bean stand.
Oh.
So I get a thing of fried butter. Then I head over to, like, towards the midway where all the rides are.
Yeah.
And they have this mini donut thing. So they're, like, fried dough, but it's shaped like little donuts.
Right. So let's just straight. You're getting dough with butter inside fried. And then you're going for the fried little donuts. And then I go
mini donuts, yeah. And then they also have cinnamon and sugar on them. But I may skip that this year because I'm hearing that they have regular fried dough with bacon and maple syrup on it. So I may get that. It's got bacon. It's got to be good.
No, you know, contrary to popular belief, not everything with bacon is good. Which, if you might take a side story for real quick, I was thinking that sushi I was talking about that was wrapped in spinach, it was wrapped in bacon and then deep fried. I think I'm on board.
Yeah.
So any sushi chefs out there that might be listening, bacon rolls, deep fried tempura, there you go, money. All right, continue.
All right, so after I hit that, I'm a little satisfied. So then we start heading.
By the way, for those listening, Joe just, as he said, I'm a little satisfied, grabbed his stomach. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Continue, Joe.
All right, so after the donuts, we head down to the state building since that's at the far end.
Yep, yep.
So by the time we get to the state buildings, I'm hungry
again. Yeah, you worked it all off. Because you walk like all of, how far is the walk? Maybe a couple hundred yards?
Nah, it's good.
I forget where gate 9 is, so.
Oh, gate 9 is the far end, like
way all the way down? Oh, all right, so you're way down, okay. Yeah,
and then the other, gate 10 I think is the far, far end.
Okay.
So I'm walking from 9, then we're like, you know, you walk through a few shops or whatever. You walk down, you look just, we're not going actually into the vendors, but you're just looking at them on our way down to the state building.
Yeah.
It's looking to see what our targets are going to be after that we leave the Rhode Island building. So you go into the first building, which I believe is that the Massachusetts?
It depends on which side you start.
Well, I start, if you're looking at all the buildings, it's the one on the right. And then I finish in Rhode Island.
Okay. I don't know what the order is. It don't really
matter. It doesn't matter. But I'll go through those buildings and then I'll get like the local thing. Like in Vermont, I'll get an Oktoberfest or something, and then maybe some maple syrup to bring home for pancakes or whatever. But I noticed they have this maple spread. If you buy it in the first building, it's like $10. But the same maple spread, as you get closer to the Rhode Island building, goes down $1 each building.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm never buying from the first building again. I always get a watch because Connecticut has a Timex shop.
Yeah.
So I got to get a new watch because this, well, not one of these ones, but they're from anywhere from $20 to $60. I go.
How good of a discount is that?
The $60 watch I got one time was originally $400.
All right.
So that was a good deal. That's what it said on the tag. I'm
not sure. They put anything on the tags.
Yeah. And then I get more food in the Rhode Island building. I get scallops.
Okay.
And the clam fritters. But I'm going to pass on the clam fritters this year because they give you a little bag, fill it like little balls.
Yeah.
And maybe 3 of the fritters had clams. All the rest were just all dough.
You want a recommendation?
Yeah.
Do you like lobster?
Yep.
My wife. Make a note here. My wife.
Yep.
Likes to get the lobster stew.
Lobster stew?
It's basically, when you go into that building, you know how you got the clams, it's that statue of the guy. The clams are right in front of you.
Yep.
On the right is where they have the lobster stew. It's basically lobster bisque with chunks of lobster in it.
Oh, all right.
And they put, according to my wife, they put a ton of lobster in there. Huh. It's expensive. It's probably the most expensive thing
to eat
in that building, but she says it's worth it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, I can skip the scallops and the fake. I'm skipping the clam fritters no matter what. But, the lobster stew, huh?
And
let me put this in my notes.
There's one other thing that she likes in the state building, but I'll let you run through your tour of state buildings and we'll touch back on it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I get the, I love the apple pie with the vanilla ice cream in the Vermont building.
Well, they put cheese on that, don't they? I thought they put a slice of cheese on apple pie there.
I haven't noticed it.
Because a lot of people like that. They put like a slice of cheddar.
Yeah, maybe they ask you if you want it. Because I wouldn't get it. No. Right.
So, all right. There's two things I go for in the Vermont building.
Yep.
One is the only thing I'll eat in that building is they have a thin crust pizza over there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen
that. Oh, yeah, I have seen that.
It's good. It's really good. However, be very careful because when we bought it one time, my wife likes to add cheese and stuff to it. So she goes over to the table and grabs the container that has the white stuff in there.
The Parmesan cheese?
It wasn't Parmesan cheese. It was salt. And, of course, you know, when you start putting it on, you take that big shake and it just went all over pizza. Which I'm thinking to myself, who the hell puts out a salt shaker for pizza? Again, it's Vermont.
It is Vermont. They're a little different up there.
But the one big thing we have to go for, we go every year and we buy it. We hit the Cabot cheese display. And we go and get the sharpest cheddar we can find. So that's what we like out of there. But the other thing my wife will get, after she's done with the lobster stew, I forget what building it's in because there's two buildings that have lobster rolls, Maine and Massachusetts.
Yep.
She goes for the one that has the... It's not the chopped up with mayonnaise. It's the one with the chunks and the drawn butter on top.
Yeah, that's what I would prefer.
Yeah. There's one in there, though. And I forget which one it is, but that's her main, her big two things that she likes. And then the other thing that we like to get is there's that, because we can't find it around Massachusetts at all. There's a stand that has Cuban food.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
They actually had a second location last year.
Yep.
And they come up from Florida, and their potato balls are freaking just the bomb.
I do like potato balls.
And for anybody who wants to know what a potato ball is, it's mashed potatoes with this yummy meat stuffed inside, wrapped in breadcrumbs, and fried.
Yep.
And it is real good. Probably one of the best things I've had at the Big E.
The last thing that I ever get, because we're there after sundown, so it gets cool. Is I get the clam chowder in a bread bowl at Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, I mean, the worst thing I've tried there, and I think this might have been in the Vermont building, I'm not sure, was the chocolate-covered bacon, which is why I'm going back saying not everything's better with bacon. Chocolate-covered bacon is disgusting. Yep. Have you ever had it?
No, I haven't had it. I had their bacon, I think it was Vermont too. They had the bacon, maple bacon ice cream or something.
Yeah.
So it was like maple flavored ice cream with bacon, with maple bacon in it.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you could eat like two spoonfuls and after that you're like, oh, this is...
I don't mind salty with my chocolate,
mm-hmm.
but smoky does not work. Yeah. That was like wicked strong. It was disgusting. So anyone tries to tell me chocolate covered bacon, oh, I love chocolate, I love bacon. No, screw
Maybe
you.
Maybe it's the type of bacon.
I think it's pretty much all gross.
Yeah.
So anyhow, do you want to get over to what our co-host who's not here sent us?
Oh, the video?
Yeah, Shannon, who, and I don't know if she was wanting us to wait to discuss this or not, but we might as well get it out right now because she sent us a link on Facebook to a new video, or not so new, but new to us. It's, who is it? It's Ziggy?
Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, whatever the hell her name. Jennifer Lopez. Basically, is it what's the name of the song? Do you even know?
I don't even know.
I'm just going to call it Booty Shake, whatever you call it. And she thought it would be a good topic to discuss, so Joe and I both watched it. I elected to watch it without sound.
Without sound?
And I felt like I shouldn't be watching it, but and what did you think, Joe?
Oh, I loved it. Nah.
You know, the only thing I will have to say is, in the Facebook post that she sent us initially, which is probably the first reason why I clicked on it, look what
it says. Taylor Swift.
It says Taylor Swift. And I couldn't tell with the picture. I knew Jennifer Lopez was there, and I couldn't tell who the other person was. It's like, Taylor Swift, when she went pop, did she get like, I was like, that don't look like her ass.
Yeah.
So I said, curiosity got me. I clicked on it. And yeah.
Oh, now the thing doesn't want to load.
But lots of... focusing on, pretty much, it seemed mostly it was focused on Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, it was.
And I can say one thing to Miss Azalea is, why would you even put yourself in a picture there? Because honestly, it's not a good comparison.
Oh, she does have a nice butt, though.
Compared to Miss Lopez?
Not, yeah, not compared to
J-Lo. I mean, come on now. Come on, Joe. Shannon's wife had commented, we wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole. Or I wouldn't touch
you
it
with wouldn't touch it, yeah.
10-foot pole. I mean, I just don't know what to say about it.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's just.
Yeah.
It's just a booty video, yeah. Pretty much. Booty song.
Not even a good booty song.
Yeah, I don't think the song's going to. The song won't be a hit.
All right, Joe.
But the video is. Yeah.
All right. Let's just start with the song. Best booty song.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
You, Baby Got Back?
Yep.
What about Baby Got Back or Rump Shaker?
Baby Got Back.
Even on the video?
Well, you didn't say okay, video.
We'll go with song and okay. You want to go song and video or just song or video?
Well, Rump Shaker is definitely a better video.
Okay.
But I like, you know, Baby Got Back is like a classic.
All right.
Everybody likes that song. People now and kids okay. Nowadays listen.
Okay, let's just stick with the song.
Yep.
Salt and Pepper, Shake Your Thing.
Meh, it's no? All right.
See, that's one of those songs that I can't be in a bad mood when I hear it because yep. It just makes me laugh. EU, the butt. Versus Baby Got Back.
No, Baby Got Back's going to beat it.
Really? Yep. Beat the butt.
The butt is better than Shake Your Thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ella Cool J, Brenda's got a big old butt.
I like that song, but. It's definitely not going to beat Baby Got Back, but it could beat. Yeah, it's better than Salt and Pepper. No, it's not better than Doing the Butt, though. Okay. No.
All right, so we got Baby Got Back and Doing the Butt.
Yep.
Okay. The Thong Song.
Nah.
I can't stand Cisco.
Nah.
Just checking. And Dumps Like a Truck. Probably one of the more confusing lines I've ever heard.
Oh, man.
I don't know how he ended up coming out of being the one out of Drew Hill that went solo.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. Are there any other songs that we need to consider for top booty song?
Well, I will say that Nicki Minaj has actually almost destroyed the Baby Got Back. Have you heard her song Anaconda, whatever it is?
No.
She like samples.
Oh,
some,
my Anaconda ain't got
yeah.
That. Yeah.
It's an awful song.
You know what? As a person, she's starting to grow on me, though.
Really?
Yeah. It looks like she's gotten rid of the crazy freaking wigs. And,
yeah, she has gotten rid of that. Yeah,
so. So she's starting to, I guess, mature a little. I don't know. I don't know. I don't listen to her music for crap, so I don't know.
Yeah, her music's awful.
No.
Kids love it. Because she's got like that fast rap and just like a distinct voice, but.
All right.
Like, well, I will say she had a song with like Jay-Z, Monster, and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And her line is probably the best line in that song. It's like Jay-Z, Kanye, somebody else in her. And she killed that song. She did really well in that song. But
well, I mean, you put her.
She hasn't lived up to that, you know, to me.
Well, let's put it this way: you put her next to Kanye, who can't rap for shit.
I know. I'm not even sure if Kanye's in it, but there's like four people in it.
Now I got something else I want to jump onto, but real quick, did you hear what happened at that last Kanye concert?
Mm-mm.
Where he was going to stop until everyone stood up.
Really?
He was going to sing, and there was
you know, I'm a creative genius.
No, I think I posted this on Facebook. The one where there's two people, one in a wheelchair, one with a prosthetic leg that couldn't stand up.
You know, I'm a creative genius.
And he says, unless you're crippled or something, you got a sign on your car, you got to stand up or I ain't going to sing. So I guess the person with the prosthetic leg took it off. He's like, okay, you're okay. And then he got to the point where he's like, this is the longest I've ever had to wait for someone to stand up.
You know, I'm a creative genius.
I guess the people in the crowd were like yelling he's in a wheelchair. And yep. He sent out one of his bodyguards down there to verify.
Jeez. He's a freaking douche.
You know, I'm a creative genius.
Here's the thing. I pay how much for a ticket?
Yeah.
If I want to sit the hell down, if anything, you're going to make me even more mad. Who the hell?
Somebody should have threw something up there.
No kidding.
Let me throw my $9 beer at him.
No, man. You pay too much for that beer. Yeah.
Be worth it if you hit him with it, though.
Like, yes. All right. Since we, since you pulled out Nicki Minaj there, female rappers. Obviously,
current?
I'm gonna start with. I'll throw some names out at you. Let me see. All
right, go ahead. All right.
Actually, I don't know many current rappers.
All right, how are we doing this? Are you gonna like compare it to Nicki Minaj, better or worse? Or?
Well, we're gonna do one, and whoever beats then moves on, and then.
Oh, all right.
This is what I like to call a little game of.
The choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can.
Yep.
And I'm going to put in a nice little black sheep, this or that.
Oh, all right. Nice.
Yeah. So I want to try to, you know, make some stuff. Stop it. All right. So we'll start with the new ones. You know, Nicki Minaj. And then we have the one that you were talking about earlier, that Iggy, whatever the frig your name is. Out of those two.
I hate to say it, but I got to go Nicki Minaj. Iggy is it. She's just like her. Is this her butt? Because her face isn't really that cute.
Just her butt.
But she's good when she like does like a verse on somebody's song. Yeah. But when she has her own song and she's doing it, the whole thing, it's like ah.
Now, I don't know too many of them recent, but I'll jump back to what's it, Remy?
Oh, Remy? Yeah, she's better than Nicki Minaj. She's really good.
You think so?
Yeah. All right.
Now, who came out after? So Remy's now the one.
Well, she just got back released from jail.
Yeah. So well, I know that. Well,
she should take over. But she's the one for lyrically.
Yeah.
But she's not going to be She's not going to be able to be marketed.
But I'm saying right now, she is knocked off Nicki Minaj and artist for the point of this discussion. Now I don't know of anyone between that, and I'm going to go. I have this huge gap.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to go back to Lil' Kim.
That's probably it.
Really?
Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown were probably.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask. We'll go with Lil' Kim first.
Yep. Lil' Kim.
Over Remy?
Yeah.
Foxy Brown or Lil' Kim?
Foxy Brown can't even compare to Lil' Kim.
See, I like Foxy Brown better than Lil' Kim.
Why do you like her better?
I like her songs better. Was there another reason? I don't know.
Nah, I didn't know if you were going to be like, oh, because she looks a little.
She don't look.
Nah, she doesn't.
No. I liked her.
She's like blind, like going blind or something.
I liked her first album. Like I ended up buying both Lil' Kim's first album and Foxy Brown's first album. I like Foxy Brown's a bit better.
Yeah.
And part of it maybe because the beats on there I like better.
Oh, all right.
She did that song with Jay-Z, I'll Be. That I think was really good. And then she did a couple other ones. I you know what it is? It's the flow on her. It's her voice.
Oh, I like that. I like her voice.
I like it sounds better.
Yeah.
But you're going with Lil' Kim.
I'm going with
Lil' Kim. All right. See, now we're going to start getting back into where the contenders really
are. Yeah, where the real women rappers are.
So I'm going to even throw out some weird names for you.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, shoot. Well, first I'm going to throw out Yo-Yo.
Nah.
No.
You can't play with my Yo-Yo.
And I'm trying to remember the freaking one who was, remember the song Afro Puffs?
Oh, Rage.
Rage or Lil' Kim.
A little kill.
See, I just know that one song. I rock, talk, rock. No, my Afro Puff.
Rage, come on with your bag.
You know what fucking P had the balls to do me? Remember when I had my hair all big?
Yep.
He referred to my head as an Afro Puff. That's some fucked up shit. All right. So get rid of it. So basically, West Coast ain't going to care about West Coast.
Nope.
I'm going to jump way forward to Shantae. Because I think there's
Roxanne Shanté.
Yes, because I think the last two I have is where it's really going to come down to the money. But
I already know who my favorite one of all time is, but I'm sure you're going to mention her anyway.
Yeah, so that's why I'm going. I'm saving who I think are the top two for the end of this.
No, Shantae's good. She has some good stuff.
What was the best one you liked by her though? Was it when she was going back and forth with UTFO?
Yeah, I like that stuff. I like that.
Yeah,
that kept it everything interesting.
Yeah.
That was funny because originally UTFO, they made that song Roxanne,
but
it wasn't about anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden all these girls start coming out. I'm the real Roxanne Shanté.
I will tell you, real Roxanne was hot.
She was.
Couldn't rap for shit.
Yeah. But she's one of the ones that was marketed because of how she looked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was hot, man.
Yeah. All right. Latifah or Lil' Kim?
Oh, man.
You even are struggling with this one. Wait, I'll make it easier. Let me throw a different name. Moni Love or Lil' Kim, so we can eliminate Moni Love out of this discussion.
Yeah, definitely. Latifah, man. I got to go with Queen Latifah, man.
I was going to say, I don't even know what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
They call
and
her.
I like her because her stuff's more positive, too, you know.
Well, just her. I think she got more albums.
Yeah.
She had more hits. She has one of the, I think, one of my favorite songs of all time.
Which one?
Dance For Me. I love the beat to that. Yeah, song. That's such a good one. All right, now who I think is going to end up as the queen of hip hop? MC Light.
Yeah, she's definitely the best.
Because I had to save that for the end. Yeah. Because there is no question.
Yeah, it's not even close.
No, man. I mean, she had a couple rough years where I think when the big gangster rap came out, she was kind of struggling there. But by far, hands down, I don't think there's anyone that.
No.
And she had, it was the lyrics, her voice, her flow, everything was just great. Way better than the group that she affiliated herself with, though.
Who, Audio 2?
Yeah. That had to be... Okay, real quick.
Everybody had to jump with a group, though. You know.
So we got MC Light is our unofficial, undisputed queen of hip-hop.
Yep.
Now, since we mentioned Audio 2, I just want to throw out one other name for being the most ridiculous, lyrically, rap group of all time. I'm going to say either Audio 2 or Nice and Smooth.
You don't like Nice and Smooth?
I love Nice and Smooth. But listen to the lyrics. Listen to what they're saying. Specifically, listen to Greg Nice. Okay. He makes no damn sense whatsoever. I mean, all right. I'll let you ponder that maybe for a minute. So that was a little of this or that, as I like to call it. What people don't realize, Joe and I kind of do this every once in a while.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes we talk about shit like hot dogs. Makes no damn sense. Let me just show you this. This is another one that I got on Facebook, and I want you to take a look at this.
Country hip hop. This looks old.
It is. Take a few minutes to watch this.
Our hip hop dancers. Heidi. TJ.
He got 8-Ball J.
Susan.
Jamie. Wow.
I think we're ready to go. Let's do some great hip hop dancing. Vaudeville.
That's it.
Twist. Running Man.
Running
Man.
Jeez.
That's the cowboy hip-hop.
All right, they're just kind of...
The cowboy hip-hop.
That's awful.
See, I don't know. It always made me... I always felt odd when people refer to hip-hop dancing.
Yeah.
It's like... So what was your favorite dance, Joe, back in the day?
Yeah, it probably was. The easiest one to do was running, man.
I can't do that now to save my life.
No.
I went for a period where, I stopped. I hadn't done it for, 2 or 3 years, and that was it.
Couldn't do it again. Yep.
Bad knees, maybe. I don't know. I think maybe because Vanilla Ice ruined it for everybody. I still think I'm a fucking dance, though.
Yeah, you're a good dancer.
Justin Bieber or Vanilla Ice? Dancing.
Oh, dancing.
Actually, for me, it doesn't matter. It's for anything. I would take Vanilla Ice or Justin Bieber.
Well, Vanilla Ice only had 1-2 hits.
Yeah, but he made...
Whose checkbook would you rather have?
That's because Vanilla... Well, let's put it this way. Justin Bieber has yet to be held out of a window. I know. When Justin meets Suge Knight, then we'll see whose checkbook I'd rather have.
Suge Knight might not be... You got a target on him now.
He can't be killed.
I know. 6 shots and he's still alive.
God. He's like 50 who? That's a reference to 50 Cent who got shot 9 times.
Yeah.
For those who don't follow hip-hop. All right, Joe. Now, this is another segment I brought up with Shannon last week.
All right.
And I know you listened to the podcast last
week.
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah. It's the whole sole reason was I was coming with an idea just the way to play the sample of the song. This is
Tell Me Something Good.
The The idea initially was, okay, well, first off, do you have anything good to talk about this week?
No, today was this week was a slow week. It was mostly working.
I can tell you something that was good because it was less worse than it could have been.
All right.
I brought my car into the shop yesterday, and I was told by a coworker it sounded like your transmission's going.
Yep.
And let's be honest, when your transmission goes, it's never a good thing. Yeah. Especially when a new transmission's worth more than your car. Got off, it was just a wheel bearing.
Oh, all right, nice.
It was weird because
said the wheel bearing sounded like your transmission?
No, I didn't know what was wrong. And I told the guy what was going on, and he says, it sounds like your transmission.
Oh, you'd have told him what was going on.
Yeah, because I was driving, and I noticed it was weird because when I was accelerating, I felt my gas pedal vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
It made like almost like a revving sound, but my speedometer or my RPMs, it was going normally, which was weird because normally when your transmission's going, first off it kind of it would rev and wouldn't shift and it could feel slipping.
Yeah.
But the only thing that felt weird is that again it was the noise, the vibration, and it just felt like when I would hit the more I would step on the gas, it sounded like it was revving even more. So I'm like, that's weird because I couldn't figure it out. So I checked a couple things. I couldn't figure it out. And I'm not a car guy.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I have a good mechanic I take my car to. I ain't going to stick it to me. So I bring it in there and he gives me a call. He goes, yeah, nothing wrong with your transmission. It's just a wheel bearing. Of course, he had five other things. And basically, the car's done next year.
Yeah.
I don't even know. It's not even going to probably pass inspection next year.
Yep.
Have you seen what was wrong with it?
I'm looking at the thing.
No. Rocker panel fell off on the side.
I didn't even notice.
That's why it's not going to pass inspection. I can get tires for it to pass it. I can do different things. My brother did say he might know somebody. I'm not saying.
You got to get rid of that thing. That thing's like a death trap now.
Hey, it hasn't killed me yet.
Yet.
It's the only car I've never been in an accident with.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now, within the next month.
But, we're going to wait. The plan was we wanted to wait till next September. If it passes inspection.
When's your inspection?
April.
Oh, yeah, so you can't.
So basically the plan is now is take it to the last day of April.
Yeah.
Take it for inspection and see if it fails for the rust.
If you fail, how long do you have to...
It's a safety.
Oh, it's a safety one.
So basically they say on those types of things with rust, it's usually a judgment call by the thing because... Technically, while it's rust, it doesn't look like it's rusted so that there's any holes going to the inside of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big safety issue is carbon monoxide getting in. Yeah. So as long as they can't see daylight going in, they can pass it. So it's just the rust on the bottom where the rocker panel's attached. Yeah. Not that anyone cares about my woes with my car. But basically, the bottom line is I got off a lot cheaper than I thought I was going to do. Because I wasn't...
$200?
Yeah, $225. Yeah. That was the... wheel bearing, labor, and an oil change.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, like I said, I have to go to this guy.
Like I said, I got a good guy there. Unfortunately, he's getting old, and if something happens to him, I'm not going to be able to take it there anymore. But this is the guy who I brought it in. I had a check engine light go off, a code on it, and I brought it into him. And it had gone off. I said, well, it went off, but, can you check it out? He took it around, drove it around for a day, called me back up. He goes, I can't find anything. No codes where it came up. I come back and take it. Didn't charge me anything. He's done that before where they had to get a part ordered. He says, well, you want to take your car and bring it back, pay me whenever.
Wow.
Of course, I go see him all the time.
Yeah.
I actually have a spare key with his tag still on it that has they put on there for him. But,
that's a good guy.
Now, the premise I had for Tell Me Something Good when I was throwing this out was, initially, I wanted to do it based, I remember the game show on BET back in the day, Donnie Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to base it on that, and I couldn't remember what the game show was, so my idea was I was going to... Stupid dog. I was going to... Maybe... I thought it was had something to do with maybe I'll throw out a couple. I'd go on and get a real news story and a fake news story, but they would both sound crazy and see what you guys can figure out which one was the real one.
Yeah.
And then I found out Tell Me Something Good was about people calling in and just telling them, and they'd have, a question, and then they would have to tell them what was... and answer it, then the best one would win.
Right.
I was like, well, I can use that for question of the week, which we'll get to. And then I was thinking, well, maybe it could be, something good happened to us or something coming up that we want to talk about. And then I was thinking, well, maybe we can do some crazy celebrity gossip, something tantalizing.
Yep.
So, but I don't know how you want to do it. So do you want to continue or should we do one of the other ideas?
No, are we going to just make this a weekly thing?
Yeah, it's going to be a weekly thing. That's what I was saying.
No, we could try to do it. See how it goes.
So which one? Just what's good happening?
Yeah, what's good happening?
All right, all right. Because not much good happens to me lately.
Yeah.
Lately it was like, because I know you listened last week, Joe.
Yeah.
I talked about my $700 water bill.
Oh yeah. That's a lot of money for a water bill.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, that sprinkler system, because they only have one meter. They don't have a separate meter on the sprinkler, so I'm getting double charged on top of it.
All right.
So, yeah, it's still using a lot of water.
Yeah, it is still a lot.
But, so we'll do that then. Okay, that's cool. Are you ready for the question of the week?
Yep.
All right. Now, I kind of gave you a little bit of a heads up. I don't know if you paid attention, but I sent you a couple potential questions.
Oh, did you?
Oh, if I didn't, then I'll throw it anyway. I was going to give you one that's essential. I can give you one.
Go ahead. It doesn't matter. I'm ready for anything.
You ready for anything? Because I'm saving. There's a couple I'm saving for when you and Shannon are both here.
All right, that's fine.
All right. I was going to do this one, but I'll do a different one. Have you ever witnessed or been affected by instant karma? You know what I mean by instant karma?
Yeah, like somebody does something bad, and then all of a sudden he turns around and gets whacked in the face.
or the vice versa. Yeah. Someone does good and they get something. Yeah. Usually that's not the kind that you see. Have you ever witnessed it? Or have you ever been recipient of instant karma?
This might not be that bad, but when I was working at Riverside.
Yeah.
The Colossus, the pigeons used to hang out up top.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the ride operators. I was an assistant area manager, but one of the ride operators.
I like how you dropped your. You had an official title. This was a...
No, but that's because I had to go relieve her, so she could go change her shirt or whatever. Yeah. So, and I knew, and actually knew her. It was one of Aaron's friends. So I'm like, I'm walking over. I'm on the other side, and I'm like, So as soon as I get over there, it's like, all right, and get ready to take her post. All of a sudden, it goes. So it's all over me, and it's just like,
Yeah, that would be instant karma, Joe. Yeah. That would be the good case. I can't recall being a recipient of instant karma, but the one that I did see, I think I might have been on the phone talking to you while I was driving when it happened. I was heading to I'll take this whole story through, because maybe I did get a receipt of instant karma. I was driving, and there's this dickhead behind me who was like, it was a long line of cars, a lot of traffic. He's going to where our seventh tournament was taking place. This was back at Van Horn Park. And this guy was being a dick. He was like riding me. I'm like, there's nowhere to go. So it's a single lane road, you know, one lane each side. Yeah, yeah. So, but it's wide. So he decided he was going to try to just drive around everybody.
Yeah.
So he just got over there and just gunned it. Yeah. Car was up there turning left, went right into the back.
Oh, geez.
Wasn't one that anyone got hurt or anything, but it was like, that's what you get.
Yep.
So, of course, I laughed at him and pointed at him when I drove by.
Yep.
And then later that tournament, I got a ticket for parking in a handicapped parking spot. Which was messed up in itself because, since people think I'm horrible, I might as well explain the situation why I parked in a handicapped spot.
I was going to say, you should have got a ticket for
parking. This is what happened. This park was basically shut down for the sevens tournament.
Yep.
And I was driving the truck over there to get onto the field to take down goalposts.
All right.
Because as the tournament where it winds down, you don't need as many fields. Some jackasses were parking in where the entrance was to go in. Now, I had the truck about a mile and a half away because that was the only place I could park.
Yeah.
So I was not going to drive the truck all the way back. Run all the way over here, get someone to move their damn car, run all the way back to get the truck, and by the time I get back, have someone park there again. So I said, screw it. There was a only other open spot was a handicap spot, so I said, screw it. I'm going to throw the truck there. I'm going to find who has it, get them to move their cars. Wouldn't you know, within that, like, five-minute span, Springfield police officers show up, and mind you, the person on the team that was running the tournament talked to the police officers and explained the situation. We're going to have a lot of cars here. It's all going to be, they said, no problem. We're not going to worry about it. Came in and started ticketing everybody. Absolutely every car that wasn't parked in the park. They had people that were, you know, that were blocking stuff up on the sidewalks. Ticketed every single car. Ticketed me. And I saw him give me a ticket, so I went up and grabbed the cop. I'm like, listen, you see the truck? You know, you see, because, you know, it's had the racks on her. I was trying to get onto the field. I'm pointing where, you know, the cars are blocking it off. And I explained the situation. He just looked at me and told me, he goes, take up a collection.
What a dick. No wonder why people don't like cops.
What made it even worse is all the guys who from other team visiting teams for the tournament, anyone that was an out-of-state cop or firefighter, they went up and showed them their badge. They just took the tickets and ripped them up. So that just totally pissed me off.
Yeah.
So you know what I did?
What?
I made a phone call.
Yep.
And I'm not going to say who I called, but that person happened to be sitting next to a city official. I forgot their exact name, but basically would be the one who would deal with this type of thing. And my person told that person, and that person responded was, rip the ticket up.
Yep.
It's done. It's taken care of. So I was like, all right, bet.
Yep.
So.
Did you go to, hey, cop?
Yeah. And then I was tased and maced and beat. No, no. And again, normally I would never park in a handicapped parking spot. But it was a situation of, you know, I wasn't staying there. Ain't no one showing up was going to be, you know, using the spot. I mean, essentially it was a closed park at that point because there's nowhere.
Yeah.
All the fields were taken. So it was like one of those things. It's like, do I go and park another 2 miles away and try to run over and get someone to move a car and run back? Or, you know, just leave it there and try to get it, keep it out of the way and find the person to move the car.
Yeah.
So, whatever. It is what it is. So, maybe that was my instant karma. Last week's question was, and by the way, if anyone wants to email us their instant karma, if they've ever observed or been victim of, email it to podsmack1@gmail.com. Or you can tweet us at GetPodsmack1 on Twitter. The question last week for Shannon was, can't remember now. It was in my head. Oh, whether you were a victim or guilty of oversharing and what was overshared. Have you ever been a victim or guilty of oversharing?
No, I don't think so. You know, just information or whatever?
Has anyone ever told you TMI? Or have you ever told anybody TMI, too much information?
Well, at work, it's pretty much all too much because I don't want to listen to them. So I'm like, get away from me.
For example, I like to share my bathroom escapades with people at times.
Oh, I don't consider that too much information.
Most people don't want to know about that, though.
That's like guy talk, though. Yeah. You know?
Well, no. Unfortunately, when I get out of the bathroom, if my wife says something referencing what I was doing, I will go into detail.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
You know, I tore that up, or, you know.
She's like, oh, man, I had corn for dinner last night or something.
You know, that hot sauce is coming out right now, which happened to me last night.
See, I don't think that's too much information.
Most people don't want to know. Most people, let me tell you.
I guess I'm guilty of oversharing.
Most people can't appreciate a good toilet story or a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what the one I had? The other one I had prepared for you. I give you a twofer. Strangest thing you ever eaten.
Strangest thing I've ever eaten.
Yeah, or ate. I don't know the correct pronunciation because I am a product of the Springfield school system.
Well, if it's anything too crazy, I won't even attempt to eat it. So for me, it was probably the alligator that I had or something. See, if it's something crazy, then I'm like, I don't know. I won't even attempt it.
Alligator's good. Yeah, I had chicken hearts once.
Yeah, see, I'd be like, nope.
It was good. It was real good.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. It was at one of those Brazilian barbecue places, on the Cape.
Yep.
They were coming by, and he came back, and they had a bunch of chicken hearts all on the thing. And he's like, a chicken heart? And I'm like, looking. I'm like, hell yeah, I'll try chicken heart. Because I'm like, it's an animal. I'll eat animals. The flavor was real, real good. Incredibly chewy, though.
Yeah.
Chewy and a little fatty, but really tasty.
Hmm.
The weirdest thing I almost had, have you ever gone for dim sum? You know what dim sum is? All right. This is one of these things on paper you would think I would like.
Yep. Yeah.
But not so much. Dim sum is kind of like, it's Chinese, but it's all like little things. It's like they walk around with a cart and they'll have like these dumplings in a tray and then you can tell and you pick and choose what you want. And then they go and they'll stamp this card so they know what you've eaten. So I'm like, oh, I love dumplings. And they said, oh, there's different kinds. Every single dumpling was just nasty. It was like stuff that I wouldn't eat. It was like a dumpling with this type, a little bit of meat, but it had like the water chestnuts and mushrooms and stuff. I'm like, so I'm trying. I'm like, I tried that, didn't like that. I tried a bunch of different things, and My wife is loving this stuff because that's how she likes. She likes to see all these little things. It got to the point. The only thing I had there that I liked was the steamed, we call it Chinese broccoli, which tastes like Brussels sprouts.
Oh, all right.
But it got to the point where one thing they came by with was fried chicken feet. And if they were coming back with it again, I was going to take the fried chicken if they would have came back. Because I was that desperate. Because everything I thought I was going to like, I didn't like. Yeah. I'm like, at this point, I'm like, well, where are them chicken feet at? Because I'm going to eat me some of those because I'm hungry. And I will still stay by. I will eat the fried chicken feet if I run into them.
Yep.
So that would have been a boring one if that was our main question. But, again, if you have a strange thing you eat and you want to share, and anyone who does email us will be entered into our next contest that we'll draw at the end of November. Probably. November-ish, whenever.
Yep.
So, anything you'd like to sign off with, Joe?
I don't know.
You think we covered?
Yeah, everything? I think we covered pretty much everything.
All right.
Would we get an hour in there?
Oh, we're over, but I got to edit.
Yep.
So, I guess that's it for the show. Let me just remind you, podsmack1@gmail.com is our email. Our Facebook is getpodsmack. Our Twitter is getpodsmack1. And I guess that's it.
Yeah, you still have until October 5th to donate to Special Olympics.
And get into the current drawing, I guess. So for Dan and Joe,
Joe Jones.
I'm the son of a bad dance. The suckers can't deal with it. Straight up hit it, hit it. You dig what we're doing, and I let you know I'm digging you. Basically, we'll swing with the hit coming from the brick. Me on another brother tip, ain't none of that. Down like an elevator, you know I got to make it feel funky for you. Yo, it's the beat that we're rolling with a what? Show no pity for a punk, cause you're faking the funk. Reach me the mic and I'll recite, and I'm not the herb or the one to be tested. Take my advice, brother, I suggest it. Respecting the mic, checking and wrecking. So why must I be like that? Bust it while I change the style. Like a renegade.